live and local,
across the city
and South Cambridgeshire.
This is Alex Elbrook.
Cambridge 105 Radio.
So I'd like to welcome Councillor Anna Smith and Paula Bishop, both from the communities area of the council, talking about a new virtual community centre for Cambridge residents. Do you want to start to explain what that exactly means?
Yes, I can kick off. So in the absence of not having our community centres open at the moment, we thought that it would be a good idea to be able to try and connect people and to introduce some kind of positivity. So our new Facebook page is a way of trying to relate to people that would normally use our community services, but also reaching out to others that don't.
Okay, and so what exactly does it mean? Are you how is this going to work?
So at the moment, we've started with a Facebook page, and what we're doing is we're focusing on some themes. So the themes that we've got are mental health and wellbeing, trying to encourage people to get the best use out of their IT, and in the coming weeks, looking at things like how we would best use limited resources. So we're starting with a Facebook page, which is the Cambridge Virtual Community Centre, and hoping that, that kind of takes off and it goes well, and that we might then be able to look at other social media channels.
Okay, so I noticed that you are going to split this up into sort of various groups, like older people, arts and culture, mental health and wellbeing, and families, children and young people. Can you give a little bit of an explanation? And you're going to do a different theme each week, aren't you? Do you want to give a bit of explanation about how that's going to work as well?
So
and what people can expect?
So we've kind of taken on and looked at what we would normally have in a community centre and kind of the people that come in, and thought about the areas where we would like to focus. So we're talking about older people, thinking about how we might connect with older people. So some of the themes, for example, the theme around making the best use of technology, how older people might be able to get online if they're not already online, and how they might be able to access some of what we're doing in different ways. And then thinking about what other people have got. So there's a huge amount of information out there across all sorts of different platforms, almost a bit overwhelming. So we're looking to kind of, to pick out the best, really. So sharing other people's content, but also introducing some of our own.
What's the theme for this week then? Can you give us a couple of examples, perhaps, of what people might find?
So the theme this week is around technology. And what we're looking at is people sharing their experience. So obviously, we've got lots of people out there now trying new apps for the first time. You know, everybody's out there Zooming or using House Party. So looking at how people have had some really positive interactions with perhaps family and friends and sharing good experience, good practice. And then also trying to see how we can encourage people to maybe take the plunge as well. So perhaps where they've not been very confident about downloading apps, giving them some confidence and showing them some top tips.
That sounds great. And so will there be people to sort of match up those that might be willing to help with that and those that are needing the help, if you see what I mean?
That's what we're hoping for. Obviously, the Facebook page has only been going for just over a week. So we've already got nearly 400 followers, which is brilliant. Hopefully we'll get some more after today. If people approach us, we will try and find ways of matching them up. But actually, what we're ideally doing is we'll have two posts a day, so there'll be quite a lot of different stuff going out, and some of that may lead to us creating some closed groups as well.
Well, that sounds great. 400 already sounds very impressive. And what is the Facebook page? It's very easy, isn't it, I believe?
It is. It's Cambridge Virtual Community Centre.
Oh, that couldn't be easier. Anna, do you want to add anything to that?
Yeah, I mean, first of all, I just wanted to say how great it is that we've got this initiative going. When Paula approached me and said that they'd got these plans in mind, I thought it was fantastic, because we are at the moment operating in a much more online world. We have to. And to have this kind of resource there, obviously one resource isn't going to meet the needs of every single person that's out there, but this is something that's really going to help with so many needs. And it's a great way for people to connect. We're looking for ways of getting people to, we talk about social distancing, but really we should be physically distanced but socially connected. And the idea of something like this is to make sure that we are socially connected in different ways. And I think it's a really exciting initiative.
That sounds great. And I completely agree with you that we need people and to be connected in as many ways as we can, I think, at the moment. Because, yeah, it's only the physical distance that we need the problem with. But I think some people are quite nervous about getting online and doing things. And you hear all the tales about people, privacy and everything else. But I think it's a really good way to connect. And I think this is a really nice way to do, you know, some good with social media.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think that's really what I was getting at when I said this won't fit for everyone. Not everyone's on Facebook, for example, not everyone's online. And we want to try and find ways that we can use the online space, but also as a council as well, we're thinking more broadly and we're trying to work out other ways in a very difficult environment where you can't meet face to face. But how can we keep people feeling connected? How can we really work on people not feeling so isolated and lonely? How can we make connections? So this is a great, as you say, it's a great way of using social media in a really positive way, building some community together. And it's part of that wider work that we're doing as a council to try and keep people as connected as we can in all sorts of ways. And what I would say is there's some fantastic advice out there about getting online, and organisations like Cambridge Online, which the City Council supports. And if this is the first time you've ever thought, I really should be online right now, please do reach out. There are plenty of people who will be able to help you do that.
Yeah, I was going to say that maybe this is the opportunity for people that are online to talk to people that aren't and to find out some of the interesting things that are on Facebook and sort of be able to talk people through that don't have the ability to be online, perhaps. But I think a lot of people have stuff on their phones now if they want to get connected. And I like the idea of your different themes each week. So you've got one for this week and then you'll have a different theme next week, won't you? So there'll be different information coming out.
Yes, so next week, our focus next week is going to be on making the best of things. So kind of what you can do with limited resources. And that's kind of, we've seen a lot of people are talking about what do you do if you've only got three things left in your store cupboard. But also, we've got lots of children that have been at home for quite a while now. So probably some of the resources that they perhaps started out with when schools closed have started to dwindle a bit. So thinking about sort of art and craft activities, but also accessing through the arts and culture offer, the sorts of things that you could watch online for free, things that you can stream.
I was going to say that's a really good, because I think, like you mentioned right at the beginning, there's a lot of overwhelming knowledge out there, and I think there's too much to take in sometimes. But if you're putting it all in one place, then people can sort of pick and choose what they actually want to do, can't they, and do with that. And
yes.
Going back to your arts and craft, is there any way that you're getting any of the arts and craft material around to your families or anything like that, anywhere that they can go and pick them up?
Good question. So obviously one of the things that we would do normally is we have our scrap store offer, Cambridge Community Scrap Store. So one of the things we're doing at the moment is looking at how we can get some of those resources out of scrap store and into people's homes. We've been doing some of that through the hubs, and there's an initiative which is a bit broader than the city. It's a county-wide initiative at the moment to look at creative packs for families. It's a little bit of a way off, but we're getting there. And I do know that there are some other organisations that have been specifically looking at getting some of those materials out just for the families that they normally support.
Oh, that's great. I was going to say, is there anywhere that if anyone would like to get in touch with you to help with any of this, whether they're sort of tech savvy or whether they would like even just to offer to take stuff round to families, is there anywhere that they can get in touch with you?
Well, they can come through the Facebook page. We have now got a dedicated email address for the community centre, which is cbcc@cambridge.gov.uk.
Oh, that's great. Well, thank you very much, both of you, and good luck with your virtual community centre. It sounds great, and I am going to like the page on Facebook and see what you're up to. Thank you very much, both of you.
Thank you.
Thanks, Alex. Cambridge 105.